Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The late, great James Brown, ladies and gentlemen, the godfather of soul. As long as I'm on the air, he'll have a place. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you want to see my predictions, if you don't take my newsletter, and I don't know why that would be the case, or if you don't take my column in one of the newspapers I publish to, then you'll be able to find my predictions for 2012 on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Doug Tatum. Doug, you made a prediction that you believe that Governor Romney will be the nominee for the Republicans. I agree with that. A couple of other predictions I made this year was that regardless of who's elected president in November, the dam of uncertainty will somehow not be able to hold back the growth energy that's out there in the marketplace, and if President Obama is reelected, I don't think the marketplace will hold back 4 more years. I think there will be some growth coming out of the marketplace. If he's not reelected, I think that dam will burst wide open. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think I just returned from a trip from Europe, and I was meeting with very, very large investors, wealthy families in offices in Europe, and it is remarkable, Jim, how important they believe it is for the United States to lead this world out of this doldrum, and how confident they are that ultimately the enterprising, entrepreneurial nature of the American business person will figure out a way to grow regardless of the obstacles. So I guess in that respect, throw me in the camp with the optimists.
Well, you know, Doug, what you just described about America is unique on planet Earth. Now, I'm not saying I'm not saying Georgia is not entrepreneurial. I'm not saying Estonia is not, you know, growing. Their entrepreneurship is not growing pretty well over there. I'm not saying there's nobody in China who's entrepreneurial, or maybe I should say Shanghai. But there is no other example of an ecosystem of entrepreneurial DNA like in America.
Right.
And that's the only thing that's going to save planet Earth, or I should say save capitalism, which I believe is what it will take to save humanity on planet Earth. What do you think?
I agree, and I think that, again, I'm an optimist about what the American business person can do. I do worry a lot, as you know. I've testified before Congress on issues of the capital gap, and I believe that the regulators and some of the decisions in Washington are having a huge detrimental effect on the ability of middle market companies to get capital. The banking crisis has exacerbated that. But overall, our friends and on your program will find a way to grow their businesses.
Well, what we've got to do is we've got to do things like repeal Dodd-Frank, for one thing. I mean, we've got to make changes to Sarbanes-Oxley. Maybe there's some good things in some of those, but those dummies paint with such a broad brush, they're shutting down our economy.
Yeah, I would say in both of those cases, although I would not consider myself an expert in Dodd-Frank's, I was invited to speak many years ago to the SEC forum on Sarbanes, and there are some aspects, I'm sure, both of those legislations that we would probably agree with, but the broad brush regulatory cost of certainly Sarbanes, and from what I understand talking to executives at banks with Dodd-Frank, they have to be looked at from folks that know how business is transacted at
right.
the street level.
Right.
And
Barney Frank and Chris Dodd, I mean, how perversely ironic is it that the bill that was supposed to fix what happened in 2008 was named after two people who did more to create 2008 than any other individuals. How perversely ironic is that, Doug?
Well, it's I think I could say for everyone listening to the show and for all of those out in the business world that we are crony capitalism is not capitalism. It's not entrepreneurialism. And that the government should start its day with do no harm. And that's not been the approach of
We need a lot of new people on both sides of the aisle in Washington. Hey, Doug, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Hey,
Doug
Jim, Tatum, thank you so much. Keep going, buddy.
He'll be back. I will be, too, after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.